This is the TrustEd Podcast. I'm Managing Editor Todd Kaminiak. Since releasing it in the fall, we've gotten some great feedback on our podcast series on customer service in schools. We're currently working on new podcasts focused on how schools can create better customer experiences for parents, students, and staff members. In the meantime, we wanted to take a deeper dive into some of the research we used for our latest series by providing an extended interview with veteran education researcher Dr. Joseph Goines, who was featured in the series. Here's more from our interview with Dr. Goines.
I've been working in the education industry now 27 years. I was actually a high school math teacher, but then I got recruited to do professional development, working with schools on how to integrate technology into the classroom. Worked for a couple of different publishers, education publishers, and several years ago, I finished up my doctorate at Vanderbilt in leadership and policy. And once I completed that, we started our own research company, and we called it NS4Ed, and the concept was fairly simple. The idea was we were going to be at the intersection of education and industry, and we really wanted to come alongside educators and provide them with research guidance, policy guidance, and practical applications.
Your research on customer service in schools stems from your dissertation work at Vanderbilt on school choice. Can you tell us more about that research and what you were looking for?
My dissertation was from an actual school district that wanted to understand very specifically how parents make decisions not to enroll in their school district and how they perceive the district in schools. And so it was set in a real life setting to where we were studying a school district that had lost tens of thousands of students over the last several years. And so we went about the process of trying to survey the parents that had chosen to leave the schools. And then we wanted to understand, once we got into the data and the research, okay, you're choosing because you have choices and that's your market share. You know, you've got private schools, you've got Catholic schools, you've got religious, and then you've got charter schools. The reality of it is you have these market forces on a public school system, and parents have choices. You know, our focus was to understand how we could help this school district to recruit these people back. And we looked at things like, how do families obtain information related to school choice? You know, so when they're going about this, how do they look at the information? What information do they look at?
And what did you learn from that research about how parents make important school choices?
The most interesting finding that I think we found was that, you know, when we asked parents to rate the information they used in making the decision where to send their kid, the highest rating we had on our scale, and honestly, it wasn't even close, was the visit to the school. So what parents said was they took the time to go visit a school. And we interviewed 72 parents as part of our dissertation. And what we found in interview after interview, they went to the public school and they would try to have an experience. And that experience, they wanted to talk to the principal. They wanted to talk to the teacher. They wanted to talk to a guidance counselor and see how their kid was going to be treated. And likewise, they turn around and they went to a private school setting. And those experiences in our data were night and day. When they went to the private school, the charter school, or the religious school, you know, 9 times out of 10, they would have a very positive experience. You know, the school was very welcoming and they were very focused on that customer, i.e. the parent and the student. And then, and likewise, and not that there's anything wrong, but public schools, they were busy. They couldn't get in. The principal could not give them a lot of time. And so that was, to me, kind of this eye-opening thing. We are in a market mentality, whether we realize it or not. And for public schools, they have to realize, how do we create these opportunities that are positive when parents have a choice? I have a quote here from my dissertation to where a parent said, you know, I went to a public school. I tried to meet with the principal, but was not allowed to speak to the principal. The secretary wrote down my name on a sheet of paper. It's going on 2 years now. The principal nor the school has yet to call me back after multiple attempts. And so that customer service is just front and center on one experience, and on the other experience, it's not.
Based on your research, what recommendations would you give public schools or districts who are facing increased school competition?
One of our recommendations when we went back to this particular school district was very clear that they've got to increase customer service, and they've got to adopt a client-based service model for the parents. And there's lots of different ways they can do that. I mean, we had some recommendations, but we went one step further and said that they've also got to address these concerns about values and beliefs and a sense of community and paying attention to these social networks. One parent saying a bad thing creates a kind of a ripple effect through that community that that parent lives in, right? Think about it, through birthday parties, through appearance of work. They're all talking about perceptions of a school.
And so along those lines, how can districts improve the perceptions around their schools?
You know, I think for school districts, I would recommend there are some very easy, tangible things I think you could do. I think some type of community engagement campaign to where you are marketing the good that you do. I do think it's really important to come up with some kind of strategy for multiple opportunities for families to visit the schools and how you structure that to where it's non-obtrusive to the school. I look at tools that are out there today and the ability to communicate every day with parents through social media, whether it's apps or whether it's things like this. Even as an individual principal, you can do that. It really is about a school and a school district saying, we are going to be client customer service focused from top to bottom.
For more from Dr. Goins, be sure to check out our podcast series on customer service in schools. Just visit k12insight.com/trusted and go to the podcast section. For more from Trust Ed, be sure to follow us at K12 Trust Ed on Twitter and like us on Facebook. And don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter. You can sign up at k12insight.com/trusted.